life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark. Begging for scraps.
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give.
Run away, Simba, and never return.
Must take your place in the circle of life.
Welcome to Will Sam and Sam in the Morning. My name's Sam Anthony. I'm with Willa Camilleri. The next upcoming video on YouTube is Lion King. 23-year-old is best friends with big cats. That sounds awesome.
Oh, like the human Lion King.
Yeah, you thought there was something else coming.
I didn't know. I just didn't want it to start playing.
Oh, no. I was ready.
Over top of everything.
So we just played the Lion King trailer, even though you couldn't see it. This is the second time we played a trailer. Because, you know what? I was kind of hyped about it.
And that looked really cool.
It did. But you know what? You always have questions about like live action with all animals.
Right.
You know, you're like, how is that going to work?
Yeah.
Like, is that going to look dumb? And it looks really good.
It looks really
like,
good.
Like, real? And, like, they talk and stuff?
Yeah.
That's sick. And, yeah. So, I'm pretty high. And the amount of people they have in that movie
is
insane. Like, I feel like they just rolled up. They were like, yo, Seth Rogen, you want to be in the new Lion King? He's like, yeah. That's awesome. Like, Donald Glover, friggin' Eric Andre is going to be in it, which is, like, the most obscure thing ever.
Do you know who Billy Eichner is?
Yes.
He does Billy on the Streets?
Yeah.
He's in it. Beyonce is just casually in it.
Yeah, that's the least casual thing I've ever seen.
And Darth Vader.
Well, yeah, because he was in it originally.
Was he originally Mufasa?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, fun fact.
I've never watched, like, the actual credits.
We'll hang out. We'll hang out and watch the whole thing one
day.
Yeah. All right.
We can do a Disney binge.
There we go. Can we make it a drinking game?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
All right, cool.
We're legal. We're allowed to say that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's gonna be pretty dope. I'm pretty hyped. I'm into this.
July 19th?
July 19th.
Nice.
I'll be in Secaucus, New Jersey.
We're not sponsored by Disney, but if they wanted to sponsor us for our last few weeks, we graciously accept that.
You know what we'd take, too? I'm currently low on meal plan money, so me and Will usually get cheesesteaks after this. If you just want to send us cheesesteaks for
job,
the next 3 weeks.
Honestly, if they wanted to give me a job, I'd be down for
just
that.
A job, just employment.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, there we go. That's a heck of a sponsorship right there.
That would be really awesome.
Mm. Yeah, I'm really into, like, I'm definitely really late on the cold brew train, because that was, like, what was that, 2 summers ago? That cold brew came out, and everyone's like, man, he's wearing this new cold brew? And
Sam's,
I was like,
drinking cold brew.
I'm just becoming.
Hopefully he doesn't spill it.
Yeah, like last time?
Last week.
Oh, this is cold. I'll be like, ha, ha. I had to change my pants, because there's just a big coffee stain on my pants. It's the worst.
Sad.
This is my life now. But, yeah, so we got the Lion King.
Yeah.
We have spilling coffee on me. We're going to have a drinking game. Will's trying to get a job. He's trying to finagle with Disney.
That would be really nice.
That'd be really cool. We can turn this into just Disney, like a podcast, and you can just be like, hey, you should hire me because I'm on a podcast.
Because I know all this information. There are so many Disney podcasts. Some are better than others, honestly.
I know someone who has his own Disney podcast.
Oh, doesn't Gage?
Gage McCall and Matt Marino, yeah.
Yeah.
It's honestly... Like, and I'm not a fan. Like, I've never been to Disney World besides, like, the Animal Kingdom.
Oh, we'll go. wait, why were you in Animal Kingdom?
I don't know. We went.
and just went to Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, I guess we just got tickets to Animal Kingdom.
Huh.
We did SeaWorld the day before.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I always give my mom a hard time about it, and I don't need more because she gets really butthurt. She's like, I tried our best. And I was like, okay, okay. I'm like, you took us to Animal Kingdom of all of the Disney World places.
Yeah, like, that's what, that's funny.
Sorry, you know what? I got to see Shamu, and that's all that matters.
Before everybody got mad about
yeah, before before Blackfish came out.
Yeah.
Is that what it was called, Blackfish?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's I watched that and I was like, my childhood is ruined.
I've never been to SeaWorld.
So you're a good person. You're not.
Yeah. I've been to Animal Kingdom 4 times. 1, 2.
Yeah,
three.
I went.
No,
I
5 times. Sorry.
It's been probably like 15 years since I've went. So
we can go. I'll take you.
All right. Me and Will.
Yeah.
It's great. My brother went with his girlfriend. His girlfriend took him. I'm going to have Will take me. Yes.
You can use your 5 vacation days.
Oh, rip. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, hey, I'm taking all 5. They're going to be like, are you sure? Yeah. Just like all in, baby. Yeah, you know how sad I'm going to be when I'm like, I have to ask for a day off. I mean, I can get other days off. It's just
not paid.
Yeah, which isn't good for my, you know, salary.
No.
But yeah, you know what? Let's do job. I was telling everyone the other day, I was telling this girl on the way to class today. We were talking about it, and I was like, you know what's great is the fact that like I can be watching baseball at any time, and somebody's gonna be like, why are you watching a game right now? I'll be like, this is work. I'm working.
Working.
I'm prepping for my career at MLB Network. All right. So I figure we should probably start with, and even though the Flyers aren't in, and you probably aren't that invested, but no. The NHL playoffs started.
I heard the Blue Jackets stunned the Lightning last night. They were down 3-0 and scored 4 unanswered to win the
mm-hmm.
game.
So let's.
And guess who lost last night?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about
it. There were some troubles on Long Island.
You know what, though? It was a good game.
That's what I heard. I heard they it
weren't
OT.
Yeah, it did. Penguins never took a lead. It was just like they go down, tie it, down, tie it, down, tie it.
So it only made sense to go down in the end.
It's just like, honestly, you were sitting there going, this is when the Pens would take the lead because, like, this would be, like, the most Islanders thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I picked that series to go 7 games. You know what? Can I pull up my bracket right now?
I haven't done it. Can I still do a bracket? I wonder.
I don't know, but I'm going to pull mine up because I want to, like, give you a rundown of, like, what I said is going to happen. And now, granted, I decided just to go the homer route because I always pick things that I think are going to happen. But then I also, like, for the ones I care about, I pick the teams that I want to win. Because I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Let's see.
Is it through NHL.com?
Yeah. NHL Bracket Challenge 2019. I'm definitely in this. But where is it at? Come on.
I mean, it's letting me sign up, so.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, that works. Yeah. So, I mean, it was definitely like it was good. I mean, I can't believe the Blue Jackets. But honestly, part of me was like, it's, you know, the friggin', who is it? It's the Lightning, who, like, always seem to not actually get to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
So, I was like,
and also the, you know, the President's Trophy curse of, whoever wins the President's Trophy doesn't win the Stanley Cup. I don't think. Has it ever happened?
I don't know. That's actually a really good question. What is my... Did I use my other email? It's really sad. I made this account like yesterday, and I can't remember my password.
Oh, I can't make one.
Yeah, I mean,
that's dumb. Why would you allow me to create an account if you don't have let me?
They just want to play with your heart that way. But all right, in the meantime, I'm gonna pull up the bracket because that's what I'm gonna do. NHL bracket. So ready.
What league are you in?
I'm in the Luke Yost Pear Cup.
Oh, there's a famous the shape fans like a pear. One.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, so going over quick. So, San Jose beat Vegas in game one, which, by the way, mm-hmm. I had San Jose because I was like, everyone's going to pick Vegas because they like Vegas, not because they actually believe in Vegas.
You mean all the former Penguins fans who suddenly decided
Oh, no, they're still current Penguins fans, but they're also on the side when the Penguins don't play well. They're Vegas Golden Knights fans.
Diehard Golden Knights fans?
Yes, because of Fleury.
They've always been Golden Knights fans?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Since the beginning, which was last year.
Wow. It's almost like when the Penguins start playing poorly, everybody in Pittsburgh's going to move to Vegas, and then Pittsburgh's not going to have a hockey team anymore.
At least, you know what? Even if you don't like the fact that I root for the Penguins now because I work for them, you know what? I stick to my roots. I'm a Bruins fan at heart.
First.
And then, like, because if it's Bruins versus Penguins, I'm rooting for the Bruins.
Let's go Bees.
But I'm also a big Penguins fan because, like, you work there and you work for the organization. You were part of it. And, you know, you feel passionate about that. And so, yeah, of course I'm going to root for the Penguins. Mm. You know what bugged me? You know what bugged the heck out of me, Will?
Who?
I'm walking to Romo's today.
Uh-huh.
All right? And what game is tonight? Who do the Bruins play tonight?
I have no idea.
The Maple Leafs.
The Maple Leafs?
And okay. I saw a man in Romo's with a Bruins jersey and a Maple Leafs hat.
No.
You can't do that.
That's the foul of biggest
proportions.
Yeah.
I'm so fired up about this because I'm like.
It's not even like, oh, they're playing tonight and it's, you know, game 30 out of 82.
Mm-hmm.
It's the playoffs.
Yes.
Stupid.
You can't like both teams in that moment. You got to pick one.
Pick
you can't
one.
Be like, oh, I hope it goes
and
seven games and it's a good series.
You can't be like, oh, I'm rooting for four teams in the playoffs. No, even if your team's not in it, pick one. You ride or die with that team.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You know who I'm rooting for?
Who?
Calgary Flames. You know why? Johnny Hockey said he wants to play for the Flyers at some point.
You know what? The reason I kind of root for them?
Because they haven't been good in our lifetime.
I want to see a Canadian team
That's true.
Go. Because, like, hockey's Canada's sport. I know lacrosse is the official sport, but hockey's
Wait,
Canada's.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
The official sport of Canada's lacrosse.
That's so sad.
I know.
They lost their sport.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not even. Lacrosse isn't even in the top three of their popular sports. It's hockey, baseball, football.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell
sad.
You, man. But yeah. I'd like to see. I like Winnipeg. Winnipeg's in the middle of nowhere, but their facilities are wild. I've seen pictures of them.
Because they have so much room because they're in the middle of nowhere.
But yeah, so I'll tell you, like, the teams I'm partial to.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to see. I have Calgary going to the NHL Finals or the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't know why I said NHL Finals. I have NBA on the brain, and then I have the Bruins going because I'm a homer. But I really do think that first off, if Columbus, how shocking would it be if Columbus made a run?
Yeah. Considering they almost didn't make the playoffs.
I know, even though with all those trades, but it would kind of be like, oh, like, we figured it out. Like, yeah, holy crap.
I mean, this is the only time for them to do it because they have, like, half their team is free agents after this year.
Columbus was down, 3-1 going into the third period. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, the Lightning scored 3 in the first.
Wow. And so you were like, here we go. Like, Lightning are just going to beat the crap. I mean, hey, I'm just saying, in all of the games that were played, yesterday, the wild card teams are undefeated. They're 2-0 because Dallas beat Nashville.
Interesting.
Now, the whole Nashville, Winnipeg, St. Louis, like 1-2-3 is interesting because that like pairing went into the last game of the season.
Yeah.
So like if Nashville had lost and like everything had not gone their way, like the other two teams had won, they would be the three. So to me, those seeds are pretty relative. Pretty similar besides the Capitals. In the Metro.
Yeah.
Because with Carolina, the Islanders, and the Penguins, like, that was also tight. That's also really relative. So everyone that, like, I saw a lot of people just pick the top seeds to come out of those. And I'm like, you know what? Honestly, I was like, you have to think an upset's going to come somewhere in one of those points.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that there's just, like, the only thing that mattered that made the difference was the home ice. But to me, in the playoffs, when it's just one game of difference in home ice, I don't know. I just could see the only upset that I really was like, there's no way it'll happen is Columbus Tampa.
Yeah.
But granted, the Bruins beat Tampa Bay in game one last year in the Eastern Conference semis, and then Tampa won the next four. So, you know, game one's great, but until I see Columbus sitting at three games to whatever, is the only time I'm going to go, wow, they're legit right now.
Do you want to hear some what some famous people are predicting?
Yes.
Okay, so Adam Eaton, who I believe plays for the Nationals.
Yes.
Shocker, picked the Caps to win. Alyssa Milano picked the Tampa Bay Lightning to win. Colin Ferguson picked the Lightning to win. There's a bunch of people on here that I don't who are in the famous fans list, and I don't know who they are.
Like who? Give me some names. See if I can help you out.
Let's see. I relatively know who Jay Harrington is. He is the Bees winning.
Jay Harrington. I have no idea who that is.
Pat Sajak picked the Caps
to win. Okay.
Ryan Zimmerman picked the Caps to win. Is Vincent Piazza, is that Mike Piazza's son?
That's a really good question.
Because he picked the Islanders to win it. I don't know who he is.
And, like, also, like, why wouldn't, like, why is he significant then, you know?
Yeah.
Should we, like, Google him?
Who are the, like, Brendan Fehr, F-E-H-R, is he, I feel like he was a hockey player.
Yeah, he definitely was.
He picked the Lightning to win.
Okay.
I feel like most of these are probably former hockey players. We just don't know them.
All right, so I'm going to give you my picks, all right, now that I got my account loaded.
Uh-huh.
So, I have Tampa Bay beating Columbus. I have Boston beating Toronto. I have Carolina beating the Capitals. That's my upset. I like Carolina. They're a bunch of jerks, and I love it. I have them winning in 7 games, though. I have the Penguins beating the Islanders in 6 games, which is looking, well, nah, I wouldn't say less likely. It's been 1 game. I have St. Louis beating Winnipeg. I have Nashville beating Dallas. I have San Jose beating Vegas, because I really don't think Vegas is going to do it. I have Calgary beating Colorado. So we get to the second round. I have Boston beating Tampa, because I'm an overly optimistic Bruins fan.
Right.
I have Pittsburgh beating Carolina, which honestly could go either way. I really think at the Metro you could see some crazy stuff happen. And then I have Calgary defeating San Jose, and I have Nashville beating St. Louis. So my final four, my conference finals, Calgary versus Nashville and Pittsburgh versus Boston. I have Calgary and I have Boston coming out. And then I have Boston winning the Stanley Cup final because I'm a homer. And I have no shame in being a homer except for the Patriots because I hate the Patriots.
So I have a hockey opinion, and granted it's about the Flyers and nobody really cares here, but it's very frustrating to me because you have the Islanders, the Caps, the Blue Jackets, and the Penguins, and the Hurricanes. So, you know, all but three, except for every single possible playoff spot open to the Metro has Metro teams in it. The teams that didn't make it, I think it was only the Devils, the Rangers, and the Flyers. I think nobody else is in the Metro, right?
Yes.
Right? I'm right.
You're right.
The Flyers in the lottery last night or 2 nights ago, whenever it was, got the number 11 pick. The Devils got the number 1 pick or number 2 pick.
Yep.
And the Rangers got whatever the Devils didn't get.
Yep.
So literally everybody's doing well except for the Flyers.
Yeah.
Coach Q obviously had decided on the Panthers earlier, like weeks prior, because they announced it the day after the season ended.
Yes.
Which, you know, usually doesn't happen unless they already had a decision made prior to the season ending. And that was, for a time, supposed to be the Flyers guy. He was going to come in, change everything, and hopefully, you know, produce a winning team. And, like, it's just been so, like, bleh. Since the end of the season, they had their conferences, like, the press conferences and all that fun stuff. And, like, there's not a lot of optimism.
No.
From the fan base currently, with the exception of the absolute diehards. Nobody is really like excited to see what they do in the off season, because nobody would be surprised if they really don't do anything. And as a fan who's followed them most of my life, like, and to see all the other teams like making these big moves and doing great things, and then to have them just be like, nah, it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
And they're not in the playoffs. So, you know, we have the other thing you have to look at is like, oh, there's also the Sixers, the Phillies, and the Eagles. So how upset could I really be?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so sorry, someone's trying to text me about a room in Hopwood Hall, and I'm like, because we booked a surprise party, and just now, even though I booked this room like 3 weeks ago, she's like, "What room did you book?" And I'm like,
"The one, the big one."
And then like she can't process what room it is, and you're trying to like describe to her what it is, and I'm like, no.
"Is it a freshman?"
No, it's what? Delaney Hassel.
How does she not know what Hopwood Hall is?
No, like it's not Hopwood. It's the classroom like past this.
Oh.
And she's like, I keep going, no, it's past the newsroom. And she's like, behind the newsroom? I'm like, no, past the newsroom. Like, keep walking down the glass. And I'm just like,
oh,
I'm
man.
Over it. Well, but yeah, back to hockey playoffs. And like, you know, here's the thing with Philly is, yeah, I mean, you're going to have the one disappointing team always because actually, not in Boston. Boston doesn't really have a disappointment. Actually, the Red Sox are disappointing right now.
And the Celtics.
Celtics are still in the playoffs, and they're a team that like can still make a run if they figure their crap out.
That's true.
We just all actively hate Kyrie Irving because he insulted Brad Stevens, and you don't insult Brad because Brad's a god. I'm excited for the Celtics. I mean, I'm not as excited as you should be about the Sixers because the Sixers have like
the
you
Brooklyn
know,
Nets.
Which. Luckily, you're not getting the Orlando Magic, who have been on fire.
Yeah, I mean, I would have honestly been a little more comfortable with the Magic just because we've played better against them, whereas...
But when was the last time you played the Magic?
I have no idea. I also don't remember the last time we played the Nets. We just didn't do well against them this year.
So the Magic, all right?
Uh-huh.
In their last 31 games... are 22-9.
Oh, boy.
Which is the fourth best record in all of NBA.
Yeah.
That's how they made the playoffs, was they just were like, we're going to figure this out.
Yeah, because they're the...
Seven.
Seven. Yeah. Right, because we're the three.
Yeah, because they, NBA, and then I think the Pistons are the eighth seed. So, because it was between the Pistons and the Hornets. I wanted the Hornets.
For MJ.
But, yeah. They lost to the Magic last night. The Magic.
Hey, how about speaking of Magic, how about Magic Johnson just going off the deep end?
Well, did you hear what Stephen A. said?
No.
He said he did it to like identify like the virus that's been going through the Lakers front office. Basically, like he's saying that like it's not Magic Johnson's fault. He's just saying that whole organization's such a mess internally that like. It's really hard to actually run the team.
I mean, I feel like part of it's Magic Johnson's fault because he just likes tampering. Like he's a fan of the game, and like
I mean, but let's be honest. Also, though, every team tampers.
Yeah, but I feel like he's more public about it.
Huh? Well, that's also because he's Magic Johnson. And he's the director of player operations, so of course when he does it, I mean, everyone sees that. But you're telling me that like. You know, guys like Magic. You tell me Michael Jordan isn't trying to text people to come play for the Hornets? Yeah, sorry.
That's true. The best was when Magic goes, he's like, I wanted to congratulate Russell Westbrook on the whenever the game he had like 20-20-20 or something like that. He's like, but I couldn't. And we're like, well, yeah. That's part of the rules, Magic.
I don't know. I think like all that's pretty relative because like if you like someone, you're going to go to their team even if you don't. Interact with them on a daily basis like you're gonna be like so like part of me is like it's tampering but like to me like the bigger egregious thing to me would be like using like let's say like Bryce Harper was using Mike Trout to get like insider information on the Angels and then like take him and use all that insider information that to me is like a bigger like I don't know like you're telling me like LeBron James isn't sticking his hand everywhere you know he's done that his whole career trying to get other guys to go play with him you know that was like the whole you're telling me you know Dwayne Wade didn't use his friendship with LeBron to get him to Miami yo bro we can just have a team together like it'll be sick and I love Dwayne Wade I watched that commercial with Dwayne Wade that Budweiser made and it was incredible
and
I shed a tear
LeBron, Chris Paul and somebody else I forget who the third person was showed up at the last Heat game.
Yeah. No, that's so. I mean, LeBron's, you know, been done for the season and, you know, not going to be in the playoffs.
Has he really played much?
Well, they sat him for the rest of the season.
They did?
Yeah. They gave him because they were like, we're not going to be in the playoffs. Let's let old man LeBron rest, which I'm like, that's fair. So, hey, man, but you know what? This is an exciting time of the year because we have hockey and basketball.
It's true. And baseball starting. So that's.
I'm actually really sad. I wish the Celtics had gotten, like, a better seed in terms of, like, not being the four, because I would love to have played the Sixers in the second round like last year, so we'd be around when it happens.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
But it's all right. I'll settle for probably having to play the Bucks if the Celtics get past the Pacers. And it'll be a good run after that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they get past Milwaukee, which again, anything's possible. Mm-hmm. Anything's possible. But Giannis should probably most likely be the MVP this year. And I don't have a lot of faith that they'll beat Milwaukee. In terms of everything else,
I think the Sixers could.
Yes, I think the Sixers are the team that could shock people. I don't think Toronto is. I think Toronto's losing in the first round. I think Orlando's beating them. I'd love it. I want to see some upsets. You haven't seen upsets in so long because the NBA has been so top heavy.
Didn't the Raptors lose when they were the one seed that one year?
Yeah, but they lost to like the two seed in the Cavs.
Oh, I didn't. I thought they lost to the eight seed. The year that they won the North and then fired their coach.
Yeah, they lost to LeBron in the championship. I'm trying to think what the last major upset to happen. Oh, well, I guess the only one that was is like last year when the Pelicans were the sixth seed and Portland was the three in the Pelicans, which you could see that again because it's Portland versus OKC and there's a lot of parity in the West. You could also see it's San Antonio and Denver. And honestly, the West is really good. I could see that happening anywhere because the worst team in the Western Conference playoffs, the Clippers, which are the eighth seed, have the same record as the five seed in the East and one game worse than, you know, the four seed in the Celtics. That's pretty bad. Considering the fact that beyond Milwaukee and Toronto's good. They had 58 wins, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you saw a huge influx of players move to the West because LeBron was just dominating everybody in the East, and then LeBron also went to the West, and then couldn't.
Yeah. I mean, this has definitely been the best year for the Eastern Conference in a while because you have five teams that have, like, a substantial winning record.
Yes.
And honestly, Orlando and Brooklyn are a lot better than their records say because they were better down the stretch. Detroit is Detroit. Detroit's just an average team that gets in as the eighth seed when they do and lose. But you got what? You got Michigan versus Wisconsin there. A little bit of a local battle that won't really be a battle. So
things the national media cares about.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You know, I'm interested to see this Utah-Houston matchup because that happened last year and, you know, Houston dominated. But I'd be interested to see how Houston's going to be. So I'm excited for that, too. There's a lot of things to be excited about. Baseball season's in full swing.
That's true.
The Pirates got another win last night. They've won five of their last six games.
The Phillies lost 14-1.
That's all right. The Pirates lost 10-0 the game before that. So I trust.
Do the Red Sox play?
No, they had the. You know how they always, after opening day, they have the day off because they have it basically anticipating if the weather gets bad. So they just push it.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they had the day off yesterday. And they'll play again. But it's fine. They, you know, they're 3-9. They need a break to figure
Phillies
out.
Phillies are what, 7-3 now? I believe
so. Which like is still happy. Yeah. I'd be happy. Tampa Bay is 10-3. That's mind blowing. You know who's leading the AL Central? And again, it's early, so I don't want to get too excited. Detroit is 8-4.
Hmm.
Which is mind blowing.
So I purchased Out of the Park 20.
Very exciting.
Which is, for those of you that don't know, it's a baseball simulation game that you can play as the manager, the GM, and or both. And so I was the Phillies, obviously. The only change I made to the Phillies was that I signed Craig Kimbrell.
Okay.
They won 104 games.
See, that's like the last piece for a really good team is getting a good closer.
Yes, which I don't believe the Phillies have currently.
Yeah.
And David Robertson. I think he's an eighth inning guy. I don't think he's your ninth inning guy. The Cubs won the World Series over the Rays.
Wow. Well, the Cubs are 3-8 right now, so.
That, yeah.
And the Pirates are second place
this
in the NL Central.
Of the sim is not the same.
Yeah, for real. For real. You know what I love is looking at this standings right now and like looking and like seeing teams like the Phillies that have scored like 64 runs. And
their run differential is still over 20, I believe.
No, it's 3 now.
It's 3?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because of the 14 runs.
Yeah. But yeah, then you have a team like the Pirates that has scored just 39 runs and allowed 38, because that's going to be them all season, winning like 3-2.
Yep.
Which is fine. You know, hey, steer into your style. But geez, man, it's going to be Pirates fans. I mean, every game will be exciting, but you can have a bad stretch. But that starting pitching is so good. It's unbelievable. Jordan Lyles had 10 strikeouts last night. Who the heck is Jordan Lyles?
No one knows.
Exactly. Joe Musgrove is going to be a stud. Chris Archer's my favorite. I love Chris Archer. And I know that he needed to be suspended, but I don't care because I love the unwritten rules of baseball, and he was following them. So yes, I respect that.
I agree with that.
So yeah.
However, I do feel as though Dietrich was allowed to do what he did.
Yes.
Even though, like, our friend and my roommate, Spencer Wellington, doesn't believe Dietrich is that good of a player, which he honestly isn't.
He just hits home runs off the Pirates.
Therefore, he shouldn't be allowed to do what he did.
Nah, because I love it. I think.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know what? Baseball needs personality. And the only way you can get it is bat flips, celebrations on base, like stuff like that. Like when, like how like now everyone in the outfield now has like a celebration after a win. They come in and they do a dance now. Yes. Like you need the personality because you know what? Like, sure, the old people might pull a Carolina Hurricanes and go, "What a bunch of jerks that's out there dancing and blah, blah, blah." But you know what? If you want to keep me and you, which is the important thing for marketing because we're going to be around for another 80 years, you need to make it fun. Mm-hmm. And you need to have personalities like Bryce Harper who are outspoken, guys who are like, yeah, I don't care if the MLB gets mad at me for tampering. I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
Like people that like you want to see because you know what? Like, Mike Trout's a really good player, but Mike Trout's not like a good personality.
Right.
So invest in the Harpers. Say, hey, you don't have to be a Bryce Harper, Mike Trout to go and celebrate when you do something cool. When you jack a dinger, you should be able to friggin' celebrate.
And I also love that every Philly has a handshake with each other.
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Awesome.
Because it gives personality. Again, like, I don't know if you, do you follow my Century account on Twitter?
I believe so.
Did you see what I posted yesterday?
No.
So I posted a video because I've been teasing our showing on
Saturday. Oh, yeah, I did see that of their pregame.
Yeah, they're dancing behind the scenes.
Yeah.
People want to see that. Yes. That's what people care about because you know what? It makes you more invested in the team when you see the personality to it. You're like, wow, like they're fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Someone who doesn't really care about women's basketball but likes Robert Morris might invest in that team because they're a fun team to watch. They win and people care about them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know what? Like, especially because, like, come on, there's players in that huddle that don't play that are dancing, doing their thing. But you don't care because you have the personality. You're invested in them. And you're invested in them as people.
Right.
It's crazy to me that people that are like, they can't, you know, admire their dinger. Like,
right. Dumb. I love the MLB's stance of let the kids play.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
That was a great PR initiative for them because it's so real. Because you have so many guys that have been following baseball since the 30s who are like, ah.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, wait a minute. Didn't they used to drink and smoke during games? So maybe you should calm down about dancing.
It's like all the people that are like, you know, for lack of a comparison, but like the kneeling during the anthem where they were like, you know, there's never been any politics in sports. And you're like, Muhammad Ali, like literally like skipped getting drafted, changed his name. Like, I don't think that's true. Like the most like Muhammad Ali is arguably the most notable athlete of like a century, like because of just like how significant he was. And, like, at everything he's done. But, like, a lot of it was because he also made political statements.
Yes.
LeBron James makes political statements. And when people say things have never happened, you have to fact check them because people have selective memory just the good things and not the bad. But it's the bad that makes you appreciate the good.
And also you can say anything you want on Twitter and 99% of the time people will believe it. Yeah. So,
and no offense too, I love when the bench is clear. I don't care if tempers get heated. You know what? You throw up my guy. Yeah. Clear the benches. Go at each other. Now, it can't happen every time because then you're like, it's a full out brawl. Yeah. But like, you know, if we're going to allow fighting in hockey, we should allow someone to throw a ball at someone because you know what? You can get out of the way. No offense. And like, yeah, like, you know what? Would Chris Archer probably feel bad if he like, you know, rung a guy's bell with his fastball? But he is wearing a helmet. That sounds terrible. He is wearing a helmet. And I mean, pitchers are liable to take in. I mean, friggin' Jameson Taillon took a ball off his head. Are we not? Are we gonna get? Are we gonna throw at that batter now because he hit a ball at him? Like, no. Like, because that's not. It was a freak thing that happened. Yeah. But like, You know, like when you do this stuff, you're, and the same with football. You're taking that same force to your head every time if you're on the O-line. True. Just bang, bang,
and
bang.
The difference between like a hockey fight and the benches clearing is in a hockey
fight. Nobody's swinging in a baseball
fight.
Well,
in a hockey fight, you know, you let them kind of settle it. They, you know, beat the crap out of each other. Go sit, calm down for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Benches clear. It's really like two or three, maybe four guys that are actually pissed.
Yeah.
And then everybody else standing there talking and or trying to hold those people back.
Yeah.
Like so that's really everybody else is just kind of they run out because they're like, I need to support, like be supportive of my team. But do they really care? Not really.
Yeah, I see. And I agree. I'm glad we're on the same page in this sense, because like
my favorite thing of the benches clearing, though, is when the bullpens come in. Because it's about 5 minutes after the bench is clear, because they're so far out in the middle of nowhere that you just see this random group of like 30 guys just show up because from, you know, total from both teams. Because you're like, oh, the bullpen got here.
I love when you know what? My bullpen, the bullpen might be the favorite. If I were on a baseball team, I'd want to be a reliever in the bullpen.
Yes.
Because I'd literally just be like, you're just hanging out with your buddies most of the time, and then like when somebody gets a fight, you're like, let's go guys, like let's go baby, like you're talking trash on guys, you're like, oh, yeah. Yo, he sucks, yo like someone's like running towards catching a fly ball, you're like, yo, don't drop it. That'd be me. They'd be like, you're the worst.
Okay, so last year I took my dad to a Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs game.
Yeah.
Because it was Father's Day.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I do that with my dad.
It's what one does. Yeah.
And the seats we had were in front of the bullpen, because in the minor leagues you find fun ways to get kids to interact with the game, and one of them, they have seats that are directly, like, you go up the steps and there's the bullpen. And this little kid, I forget who they were playing. I think it might have actually been Pawtucket, the Bay Sox. Are they still in Pawtucket? I don't know. Were they last year?
No, that's Pawtucket Paw Sox.
Who's AAA for the Red Sox?
Yeah, Pawtucket.
Pawtucket?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was, I think it was them.
Yeah.
It might have, I could be wrong. I don't know.
I think you were right.
But there's this little kid that was just chirping the guys sitting in the bullpen. They're like, dude, you're like five. Stop talking. And they're just like, they're talking with the fans there about, you know, life and baseball and all this. And it's just like, huh. That's really cool. Like, I'm interested in the game because I don't go to a lot of Iron Pigs games, but this is really cool. I appreciate that.
Oh,
so yes,
God.
I would agree. The bullpen is, I feel like, a very fun place to be.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Sorry.
That's all right.
Did you just see that? Did you hear about this? Sorry, this just went off on ESPN. Rashard Mendenhall. I don't know if you know who that is. He used to be running back for the Steelers.
He also he played for the Giants, I believe. That's how
I
know him.
He did this whole Twitter rant, but I'll just read you the best one. He goes, all right, I'll end the mystery. B's racist. B is Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
And AB's black. He had to catch balls from a racist quarterback. Every honest player knows it. It's not a big deal. He was supposed to take, he was just supposed to take his lickings and move on like a slave for real. Yikes. That's a big claim to make. And to compare it like that. And, like, I don't want to say anything off the cuff, but, like, it's just interesting coming from – because, like, there's both sides. Because then Ramon Foster responded and was like, this isn't true. And, like, you're just listening to the people that are mad and don't like Ben. And so they'll fling out words like that.
I love how in the article it says, the latest firestorm came from former Steelers running back Rashard Mendenhall, who labeled Roethlisberger a racist in a tweet before clarifying hours later that he was trying to make an exaggerated point. That's not true. That's not what he was trying to do. He was calling him a racist.
Yeah.
And then realized that everybody else was like, no. And then he was like, he came out and tried to cover his tracks.
So wait, let me see here. All right. So PSA, contact me or Marquise Pouncey or anyone else that you feel comfortable with about anything else next time. I pass this through a few guys still in the locker room and they're okay with this. So he just put out this whole note. Moving forward, any former player or affiliate of the Steelers who has an issue with anyone still in the locker room, please contact me or Marquise Pouncey or anyone else you feel you can talk to. Whoever you have an issue with, we will get you their number so you can address them, I promise. These media takes might give y'all good traffic on your social media outlets, but the guys still in that locker room who y'all still know personally have to answer for those comments. Call them what you want, but call them personally and tell them. Defend who you want to defend, but you don't have to mention the team at all. Whether you have a ring or played for 1 year, enough. Chill. Most players at one point in their life want to take their kids back to the place where they once played. Don't burn too many bridges. It's a long history of brotherhood. More than anything, business is one thing, but let's keep it at a minimum for the guys who have to answer for those comments moving forward. I like that. I respect that.
Yeah. The one thing that I don't get with Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, I don't think Ben Roethlisberger is a good guy either. I think there's like...
No, like, why is there always something with him?
Like, I hate to... Because, like, my biggest thing with, like, especially being the media, I hate people to roll around and act like they know everything about what goes on in that locker room, because you don't.
Right.
So, like, to sit there and go, you know, there's no way that Ben Roethlisberger is this or that. Mm-hmm. Like, because I don't know. I'm not in that locker room. And you know what? I might be in there once a week during practice. That doesn't give me the right to say I know what's going on in that locker
room. It also doesn't mean you know him.
Yeah. And so so that's the problem. It's like, do I think that, you know, Ben Roethlisberger has certainly rubbed a lot of people the wrong way? Yes. But, you know, and I don't want to sit there and say Rashard Bennenhall's not true or Isaac Redman's not true. Mm-hmm. You know, his claims aren't real. And, you know, that Ramon Foster isn't right in defending Ben Roethlisberger. So you really don't know.
Right.
So, like, the best you can do with all this information is kind of just take it and, like, process it and take it for what it is.
Right.
And don't imply it anymore.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Because, like, it just, in my mind, as somebody who, like, I never was a Steelers fan. I don't consider myself a Steelers fan.
Definitely not a Steelers fan.
I mean, yeah, because I'm a huge Eagles fan. But,
yep.
It just seems like Ben Roethlisberger is always in, like, the ESPN news.
Yes.
Like, whether it before,
well,
when he was young, being like this
being
big
young,
prospect.
I'd say in the last 10 years, this is the most relevant Ben Roethlisberger's been in terms of, like, the news, in terms of that stuff.
Yeah, because he had a lot of bad things happen. Like, he was very
young and stupid,
highly touted when he first came up. He won a Super Bowl. Or how many? Does he have two?
He has two. Been to three.
And he made some dumb decisions.
Yes. Yes.
Drinking and girls and.
And you can't deny that.
but it just seems like there's positive things and there's negative things. But I feel like usually for most players, there's more positive than negative. And I feel like with Ben Roethlisberger, it's been about the same. And I don't know why. Like, and I don't think he's ever really, besides, like, the legal, like, allegations, like, I don't think he's ever really addressed any of it, which, like, good for him, because I feel like you, as a, you know, public figure, there is some good in having privacy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like.
Yeah, he's certainly done a good job of not, like. Like, because the dumbest thing I think Ben Roethlisberger could do is just go out and address these claims publicly.
But, like, at the same time, I want him to, because I want to know
what he thinks
going on.
Yeah. I know. And that's the only reason you want that, is you want him to, make a claim. But here's the thing. Once you do that, because, like, have you noticed that, like, people will say these things, ESPN will post an article, and then it kind of just goes away?
Right. Like, when somebody wrote something about how Carson Wentz was a bad teammate.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, no. And then he never really said anything, and they moved on.
Yeah. Because, like, you saying something is just going to spark more debate.
Right.
Like, Antonio Brown just keeps saying things.
Oh, gosh.
Like, let's be clear, man.
The entire country just wants him to shut up.
Yeah. Because here's the thing with that Rashard Mendenhall thing. Mm-hmm. The topics that are going on about Antonio Brown right now have nothing to do with Ben Roethlisberger and his relationship. They have to do with him and Juju.
Right.
So, like,
which
the racism
really
thing
weird.
Doesn't play into that scenario.
No.
So that's where, like, I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, do I think, you know, Ben Roethlisberger probably could say some things that maybe are offensive or not right. And I don't know the guy, and I don't want to say that he could or couldn't. But, you know, clearly that's part of the conversation now, because it's been said by multiple people that he's a bad guy. But, again, that doesn't change the fact that, you know, Antonio Brown has caused, like Marquise Pouncey and Ramon Foster saying, you know, this is stuff that the whole team has to answer for. So you coming out on Twitter and making these claims, it gets you attention, and it. But what it does is it affects everyone in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that are going to be like, look, don't come back, because all you do is make my life harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because especially in Pittsburgh, it's a football town.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to be talking about it. I mean, it's the off season. It's been the off season for months. And people are still talking about the Steelers.
Right.
Because of the fact that all of this happened.
Yeah. And, like, I saw something in the article that said that AB, when he was talking about Ben, said, like, that he had an owner's mentality, and that he felt he was bigger than the locker room, which, like, I feel like I could understand what he's saying in a sense that, like, Ben's been there for, what, 13 years, 11 years?
Yeah.
Over a decade. He's been there a long time. And when you're, like, and this doesn't even apply to football. It's just kind of when you're at a job anywhere for an extended amount of time, you learn a lot about the organization. And you learn about different things, and you form opinions about those things. And sometimes that might be construed as, you know, being bigger than the locker room or whatever, or your specific office. But that's just called paying attention to the organization you work for.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can, and I've experienced it with RMU, where, like, by the time you're here for a few years, the kind of like that magical effect of being in college wears off, and you start looking deeper at the organization and the school that you've come to. So,
especially right now.
Yeah, especially right now.
So, but unfortunately,
In that sense, I feel like it's a little crazy, but I agree with what you were saying. Yeah.
So we'll have to see how it unfolds in the coming weeks. Because, like, we know that by Thursday there's going to be some other comments that come out.
You mean Tuesday? It is Thursday.
Oh, shoot. You're right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Tuesday. Will's going to enjoy his last cheesesteak that I'm going to buy him. And
it's the end of an era.
It is the end of an era. And then I got to start doing homework. So, we'll see you all on Tuesday.